That's Your Story and Hawksley Primary School present The Volcano Island. Welcome to Dull, Dull and Dull Limited. Dull prides itself on being the dullest office space in the world. We have grey carpets, grey walls, very boring desks and incredibly tedious waste paper bins. Hear what some people say about Dull.
Without doubt, the most boring place I've ever worked.
I'd give it 4 stars for monotony.
It bored me rigid. I'm hoping to go back for some more tedium very soon. This is what my wife thinks.
So, our story starts off in a very dull place called Dull. And right in the middle of Dull was the hero of our story.
That's me, Rick, and that's my nose.
Rick was annoying.
Pull my finger, choose a card, smell my flower, look in my hat.
Very, very annoying.
Oh, what's that behind your ear? Your number was 5. No, wait, 6. No, wait, 7.
Very, very, very annoying. You see, Rick wanted to work in a circus. He had a giant red nose, purple ears, a pet hamster, pink straight hair, and an imaginary friend.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm your imaginary friend.
Funny. I'd imagined you taller.
He was as fat as a balloon and was happy all the time.
Whee!
All the time. Rick wore a red shirt with black spotty spots and red shoes. He liked fish fingers and was shorter than a table. And he was very, very annoying.
Shake my hand.
That's why the rest of the staff of Dull, Dull and Dull Limited decided to have a meeting.
I love meetings.
You're not invited.
I love not being invited. I can sit here on this grey chair and dream.
Meanwhile, in the meeting, the staff were making some tough decisions.
All right then, all right. Now, all those in favour of getting rid of Rick, say yes.
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 Yes. Really?
Yes.
That's that sorted. Now, what are we going to do about Mrs. Sally? All she does is phone up and complain.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we put Mrs. Sally and Rick together?
What do you mean?
Well, we don't like Rick because of all of his jokes. We don't like Mrs. Sally because of all her complaints. Let's put them two together so they can annoy each other.
Brilliant. Meanwhile, Rick was sitting on his grey chair, dreaming of joining a circus.
Imagine the sawdust, the rings, the tent, the smell of the popcorn, the cries of the ringmaster, and everyone applauding me.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm your imaginary friend.
Funny. I imagined you smaller.
And I've come to tell you to wake up, because any second now, that office door is going to open and people are going to come out with some very important news.
We've just come out with some very, very important news.
Rick, I think we need to talk.
I love talking. I'm doing it now.
Rick?
Yes, boss.
Stop talking.
Rightio, boss. I shall stop talking right now. Not a word will pass my lips. I shall stop right away. No more chat, banter, babble or jabber will I utter. Completely silent I will be.
Okay, well, it's
You'll be
about...
amazed how quiet I can be when I want to be. Quiet as a quiet thing at quiet time. Quiet as a pebble. As noiseless as a twig.
Rick, I'm waiting.
Can the rest of you be quiet, please? The boss is talking.
Rick, we have a special job for you.
I love special jobs. Shh.
Well, we have a very special client called Mrs. Sally.
I love special
clients. Mrs. Sally is a very special client and she needs cheering up. That's why we thought of you.
Oh my word. Oh my socks. Oh my knees. This is my big chance. Right. Let me get my funny nose, my comedy wig, my water pistol. She's going to love the water pistol.
Rick returned that night to his hotel. He didn't have a house. He lived in a hotel. And a pretty impressive hotel it was too. They had bacon sandwiches for breakfast.
A big blue swimming pool.
White beds, yellow palm trees.
Gold windows.
Sizzling sausages, rectangular tiled floors.
Creamy walls.
A party room with red cutlery, lots of coconuts.
81 beds.
Pink chandeliers. And Rick sat and pondered his future.
Ponder, ponder, ponder. Maybe I'll be the greatest circus clown in the world. Maybe I'll win the Golden Nose Award.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm your imaginary friend.
Funny. I imagined you thinner. What do you want?
I just came to say your taxi's outside.
Brilliant. Let's go. Are you coming too?
I'm your taxi driver.
That's just what I imagined.
So Rick jumped into his taxi, which took him to his train. Which took him to his bus. Which took him to his boat. Which took him to his plane. Which took him to the volcano. Mrs. Sally lived on a volcano. Did we not tell you that?
No, you didn't. I shall have to hack my way through the forest, climb those mountains, swim that lake, and risk my life to get to the bubbling volcano.
Or you could just jump on my cart.
Who are you?
I'm your imaginary friend.
Funny. I imagined you fatter.
And Rick jumped aboard the cart and was driven towards the volcano. And on the way, his imaginary friend described the volcano.
See those huge keep out signs? They're to warn people to keep out.
Then shouldn't we keep out?
Nah. Look, the stones all over the volcano and pink revolting lava. You can hear screams. Like that. And all around are dinosaur bones and the hideous stench of burning.
What are they burning?
You don't want to know. And all around is a very wavy sea. There are monster flowers bigger than 100 giraffes and pink blossom trees. Oh, look, a lava bubble. Giant ants. And right at the very top, you can see where Mrs. Sally lives. Come on.
Have you brought my new chandeliers or Rolls Royce or pheasants?
No, just me. Hello, Mrs. Sally.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Mrs. Sally is wearing a black dressing gown.
It's very nice.
What is?
And pink slippers.
They're nice too.
What are? Who are you talking to?
There's a wart on the end of her nose.
I won't mention that.
Won't mention what? Who are you talking to?
She likes to eat spaghetti meatballs and she attracts slugs.
Do you really attract slugs?
Whatever are you talking about, you weirdo?
And her catchphrase is, why does it look so easy in the movies?
Why does it look so easy in the movies?
Ha!
She steals sweets from kids, has a sidekick called Sidekick, and loves eating bananas and earthworms, and turned evil on her 10th birthday, and has a long, long nose.
So I can see.
Who are you talking to? I think I've just about had enough of you. Get out!
No, wait. I am from Dull, Dull and Dull.
Ah, have you got my chandeliers, pheasants and new Rolls Royce?
I've got something far, far better. Pull my finger. Choose a card.
Oh!
Smell my flower.
Oh!
Look in my hat. Whee!
What are you doing?
Oh, what's that behind your ear? Your number was 5. No, wait. 6. No, wait. 7.
Stop, stop, stop. I really don't have time for all of this. Would you mind stepping through the door for a moment?
I love stepping through doors. In fact, I'm doing it right now. Gosh, it's hot in here.
5, 4.
I love a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Blast
off!
And the volcano erupted and sent Rick hurling and swirling high in the sky. He swooped and looped and flipped and flopped until eventually...
Oh, I think I'm falling back down to earth. I love falling back down to earth. Oh, look, the big circus tent. I seem to be heading towards it.
And Rick landed on the roof of the tent.
Oh, oh, oh.
It ripped open. And Rick plummeted.
I'm plummeting!
He caught his foot on the trapeze, which sent him hurling and swirling again.
I'm hurling and swirling again!
He slid down the ropes, bounced on the net, flipped over the elephants, flew over the heads of the gasping crowd, slid across the orchestra and landed in a heap before the very angry feet of the very angry ringmaster. And he looked down and was about to scream something very rude when something strange happened. The crowd started to cheer. And cheered and cheered and cheered. And the ringmaster was so pleased with the audience's reaction, he made Rick's dream come true and gave him a job in the circus.
At last my dream has come true. Pull my finger.
The Volcano Island was created by the pupils of Hawksley Primary School and scripted by Ian Billings. Rick was played by Sean Connolly, Mrs. Sally and narrator by Rochi Rampal, and Imaginary Friend and other narrator by Alison Belbin. The sound designer was Matthew Barnard. The play was directed by Peter Leslie Wilde and recorded at the Birmingham City University School of Media.